In Georgia, it's a battle of the super surrogates. A crowd of political marquee names has been campaigning for the two candidates who are still vying for Georgia's Senate seat. The vote is tomorrow. On Election Day last month, neither Republican incumbent Saxby Chambliss nor Democrat Jim Martin got a majority of the votes, and in Georgia that means a runoff. The Senate seat is one of two yet to be decided. The other is Minnesota's. NPR's Kathy Law reports on the last days of the Georgia runoff race.
The Senate race has brought a virtual parade of politicians through Georgia in the past 4 weeks, topped off today by Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
Georgia, the eyes of America are upon you. We all have Georgia on our minds. Great events will depend on the votes cast by the next senator from your great state, and all of this depends on you tomorrow.
At this rally in Augusta, Palin said the Georgia vote will help decide the direction of the country. That's the same message many in the GOP have uttered, stressing the need to re-elect Saxby Chambliss as a firewall to protect America from a liberal agenda. Senator John McCain, who won the state by a 5% margin, stopped by last month to lend his support.
Saxby Chambliss is doing what we Republicans should have done for 8 years, and that's restrained spending.
Others who've campaigned for Chambliss include former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, and former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. On the Democratic side, former President Bill Clinton stumped for Jim Martin.
This country does not need to build a firewall against the future. It needs a bridge to the future, and Jim Martin is a bridge builder.
Then came former Vice President Al Gore.
This runoff comes at a moment in our nation's history when America is poised on the threshold of significant change at a time when we've never needed change more than we need it now.
Democrats are hoping for a 60-vote filibuster-proof majority in the Senate, but the GOP is fearful of how that might affect the balance of power in Washington. In a radio ad, Michael Reagan, the son of the beloved Republican president, has this message.
If the Democrat wins, Barack Obama will have complete control over the U.S. Senate and will put through a liberal agenda, including massive tax increases, citizenship for illegal aliens, new gun control, and pro-abortion laws. I have no doubt my father, Ronald Reagan, would vote for Saxby Chambliss.
And while President-elect Barack Obama did not make a visit to Georgia himself, he did record this radio ad on behalf of the Democrat.
Jim Martin's a man of his word, and I know he'll do everything he can in the Senate to help me change Washington and get America moving again. Please join me in supporting Jim Martin for the United States Senate on Tuesday, December 2nd.
Chambliss was expected to win the November election easily, but political analysts say the failing economy and a hefty 30% African-American turnout helped the Democrat. Polls now show Chambliss ahead by a few points. Political scientist at Emory University, Merle Black, says all these surrogates are raising the visibility of the race, but that may not translate into votes.
This is really about turnout right now. I think what's going to happen is that a lot of individuals who voted the first time probably won't be motivated to come back and vote. And that's the real challenge.
In the general election, a record 3.7 million Georgians voted in the Senate contest. Merle Black says perhaps only a bit more than half of those voters will return on Tuesday. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.